Jesus is risen. He is risen indeed. Jesus is risen. He is risen indeed. Jesus is risen. He is risen indeed. This is the proclamation of the early church. The early church, the way they would greet each other is with that proclamation, Jesus is risen, and the person would respond, He is risen indeed. Because that was the number one thing they proclaimed, that Christ is not dead, but He is alive, huh? But what has to happen is, like St. Augustine said almost 2,000 years ago, not quite, but 1,800 years ago, St. Augustine said, we are an Easter people. You know, in the early church, it was forbidden to kneel at Mass. Everybody stood. Why? Because we are an Easter people. Huh? Now, as the years developed, you know, the time developed, we'd start kneeling and different things, and for good reasons. But so often, we Catholics are more Lenten people than we are Easter people. We like to suffer. We like to focus on the crucifix. We like to come to Father Larry's Passion Talk and feel guilty about it, huh? We like that stuff. And what happens is we become these people that focus on death and dying instead of being alive. And the early church said that isn't what we're called to be. And so we got to go back to the early church to remind us who we're called to be. We're called to be Easter people. Now, what's an Easter person? An Easter person, as St. Augustine says, is an alleluia from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. We elude alleluia. And the only way that to happen is when we finally just don't sit there and say, oh yeah, I'm here because it's Easter. And yeah, I believe. Woo! Are you excited you believe that Jesus rose from the dead? Do you think that's a great thing? Yeah, isn't that great? Yeah, the devil believes it too, so what? He believes he rose from the dead. He knows he rose from the dead. So you have nothing over Satan. Isn't that terrible to say to a bunch of people on Sunday? Thank you, Father, for making me feel guilty. You're welcome. But see, you got this? It isn't enough just to believe it. It's just not even close to enough. But that's what most people get. That's why you can tell these people, because there's no smiles on their face. They're just here. Oh dear, why did I come to this Mass with Father Larry? Father Michael would have been much easier on Easter Sunday. Yeah, I know, but you got me, you poor people. But don't you see? There's got to be, what happens is, for us to be an Easter people, we got to be, instead of debating, I wonder if Christ rose from the dead. Let's talk about it. Let's philosophize about it. There's different accounts in the scriptures. All that is meaningless. We got to prove that Christ is alive. Because he lives in us. I often have used throughout the years Monsignor Peterson as my example of the reason I know God exists. Because his very being reveals to me and anybody who knows him that Jesus Christ is not dead. He's alive. Just look inside his eyes. But that's what must happen in all of us. You know, we just can't go through the motions of going to church and trying to be a good person. It's not enough. We got to let Jesus Christ live his life through us in such a way that when people look at us, they no longer see us, but they see Jesus Christ alive inside of us. Now, how's this going to happen? Well, the way it's going to happen, first of all, for us to become this Easter people, is we got to die to sin. And that's what all of Lent was about. And we talked about that a little bit last night. But somewhere in my life, I got to stop playing this game with Jesus. Okay, Jesus, I'll keep half my foot in the world and in my sin and living life my way, but I'll keep the other half, just a little part, in you, just in case this stuff is real. I don't want to go to hell. So I'm going to sit there and live like this. And when you live like this, of course, you never have peace. Never. You go to bed at night and you think, oh, I hope I don't die tonight. Or, oh, I'll come out of peace. Or, I had a lot of fun today, but I'm still empty inside. Why? Because we haven't dealt with sin. We still try to let Christ live inside of us. Christ cannot live inside of you unless you're dead to sin. He can't. And when I say dead to sin, that doesn't mean that you're sinless. That means that sin no longer has power over you. That means you're not consistently walking in sin. You're not on purpose saying, yeah, I'm going to blow off Mass. Yeah, I'm going to have sex. Yeah, I'm going to get drunk because it's the way I want to live my life. Well, Christ isn't alive in you because you have chosen to live a life of sin. God cannot exist in a life of sin. So what you got to do to be a resurrected person is repent of that. Lord, I'm done with this life of sin because the only thing it does is kill me. I want to live, Jesus. And so I repent of that. Now, Jesus, you know how hard it is for me. You know how weak I am. You know how I keep falling. So, Jesus, I can't do this, but you're alive. And when I got baptized, you lived in me. So, Jesus, take total control. Deal with the sin in my life. You got to give Christ permission to deal with sin in your life, first of all. The second thing that happens, if we want to be people who have this Easter joy, we got to have a lively faith. Now, what a living and lively faith is a faith that goes beyond going through the motions. Now, again, I hate to say this all the time, but everywhere I'm at when I do missions, you know, all around the United States this last year, I've been on the road a lot. But you look out at the people, and people just don't look happy. Even as I look at some of you on this Easter Sunday, when we proclaim the resurrection of Christ, where's the joy? That somewhere inside of us, we got to live such a way that I am an hallelujah. That means I'm a person of praise. And the way to be this hallelujah person is instead of saying what's always wrong with the world and looking at what's wrong with my pastor, what's wrong with my husband, what's wrong with my wife, what's wrong with my kids, what's wrong with the church, what's wrong with Bush, what's wrong with this one. And we go around in this negative pansiness and we start focusing on what's right. We start praising God for all the good things he's given us. And then, when we start praising God, we get lifted up into Christ. And now, when that starts happening, we can have this living faith. And a living faith is a faith that wants to spend time with the person that he loves or she loves. You can always tell a person who has great faith and a person who doesn't. A person who has great faith spends a lot of time in prayer. Because they're in love. If prayer is a burden, if I ask you, do you pray every day, and you say to me, oh, I try, Father, you're not in love. If you got to try to pray, which is the most important thing we do, it's more important than eating, it's where I'm with the person I love. Why would we have to try to be with the person we love? When we have 24 hours a day, we all have the same amount of time, and everybody gives me, well, Father, I'm very busy. Don't give me that garbage. It's a matter of priority. You always spend time with the ones you love. Are you in love with Jesus Christ? Are you in love with him? Then this living faith makes you and I want to spend time with him. And so this after that, I sit there and I've dealt with my sin, and I've dealt with it and let Jesus take control of that, the next thing is I spend time with the one I love. And the more I spend time with the one I love, the more I become like the one I love. He who is alive, he who is joyful, makes me alive and makes me joyful. And the third thing that has to happen to us to become this Easter people is we become a people filled with a generous spirit of love and service. Again, to use the example of Father Peterson, I used to live with Father Peterson before I got ordained years ago. He was the pastor of St. Teresa's in Union City. Now, Pete, I never met a man like him, and I could never be as generous as him because in reality, he used to have the rectory open 24 hours a day. The locks were never locked on the door. There would be people, street people, that could come in and out of the rectory at any time. His own bedroom, he didn't even have his own bedroom. He had a thin bed up against the wall, another bed there, and two mattresses on the floor for street people. And when I was there, I slept in the living room couch. And as I slept in the living room couch, and there'd be people, at least 15 people in the house, on the floor, everything else. One night I wake up in the middle of the night because I felt someone staring at me. And as I felt someone staring at me, there's this guy sitting in a chair. And I said, who are you? He said, don't worry about it, go back to sleep. Okay. No! Wait. Who are you? But this is the way, the type of life that this man lives. That he lived a life of generosity. Now, you and me, if we're going to be people who let Christ live inside of us, you can tell that because we have a generous heart. We don't have to worry. People who don't know that Christ is alive inside of them, they're always trying to take care of themselves. So they live this little selfish life that, oh, I got to take care of me and my money, and I got to take sure I have my enough time, and I got to make sure I'm healthy, and I got to make sure me. What's going to kill you? When you finally let Jesus live inside of you, you have this generosity. Now, if you're married with kids, you better not let street people come walking in your house. That's not the reality. But you begin with your family. You live a life of generous service to your wife, to your husband, to your children, to your parents. You live this life of generosity. You live a life where you give service to the world and not just a taker from the world. You see, to believe in this resurrected Christ will cost you your life. It's not going to cost you, oh yeah, I believe, I'm here at Mass on Sunday on Easter. Aren't you excited, Father? Not particularly. Are you alive in Jesus? That's the question. When people look at you and me, do they know that Jesus Christ is alive? Because they can look into our eyes and see Christ isn't dead. He's alive. And if you want this to happen, you're going to have to die to sin. You're going to have to live in this faith of Christ where you let Him live inside of you. And you're going to have to live a life of generosity. Prayer and generosity. And today, at this Mass, like we always do at all the Masses of Christmas and Easter, I'll give you the opportunity after communion. After Jesus Christ gives His life for me and you in the Eucharist, then we look back at Him and say, okay, Lord, those who want, I want to give my life to You this Easter Sunday. Jesus, I want to deal with my sin. I want to spend time with You in prayer. I want to live a life of generosity. By You now, Jesus, taking full charge of my life. You resurrect inside of me and bring me to life. And if you and I do that today, this day will be the greatest day and most important day of the rest of our lives. But it's up to you, and it's up to me. Not just to believe it, but to live it. That's what Easter's about. May you know His love today and forever. Amen.